Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We roll on here. Bob Pompiani in studio. Joe Starkey will be back here next week. And we certainly think about Joe as he's gone here and going through some family issues that are never easy to do. Austin Bechtel behind the glass. Tyler Kennedy here in the studio as well as we talk to the Penguins getting ready for their season opener against the Rangers. And then they play their home opener next Thursday against the Islanders. And the Rangers come right back. That's unusual to see two games against, you know, one of the rivals they have in the division in the first three of the season, but that's how it is. We've been talking a lot about whether or not this team is a hybrid team. You kind of suggested that without using that word, but it sounds to me like it has to be a hybrid team. They're going to have a lot of veterans, people who know these names, Crosby, Malkin, Rust, Raquel, every one of those guys, including Carlson. But they also have some new guys here who aren't draft picks or younger, but they're new. Anthony Mantha comes to mind. I mean, who else would be in that? Justin Brazeau. That's a big dude. He's 6'7". I think he has a role to play, something like that. He's big, but he can score.
Great shot.
So how would you describe them before we get to goaltending? Because I think it is sort of a hybrid team, and can hybrid teams do anything in one specific season? Because they tried that last year, I thought, a little bit. This is going to be much more of that.
Right, and I think, one, is they got to play the right way. Two, they have to have that mixture on each line of a veteran guy with young guys. The young guys need to do what the Washington Capitals did last year. Washington Capitals were an extremely fast team, not because of Ovechkin and their veteran guys. It was because of their young guys chipping pucks in and flying. The Penguins need those young guys in the lineup. They need an opportunity, but those guys need to play fast. Yes, they're going to be a hybrid, but they need to give the younger guys a longer leash. If they give these young guys a leash where if they make a mistake or they get a penalty and they sit on the bench, like that, it does not help the Penguins. It does not help the future. They need to give these guys a longer leash so they can play hockey. And when you say hybrid, it's both ways. You can't just have Malkin, Letang, Crosby on the power play. You got to get some young guys standing in front of the net. You got to get some young guys on D getting some power play.
Those guys always love their power plays, though, and that includes Carlson.
Everyone lives for them, right?
So that's a delicate situation, especially for it would be tough for a veteran coach. I think it's really tough on a rookie coach.
Especially because when you think of Chris Letang and Carlson, like if Carlson goes in the first PP and usually gives Tanger like 40 seconds and you sit Tanger, like are you going to lose him as a player? Or if it goes the other way around, like you, there's that fine line of getting a player to understand what's the better for the team and what's going to help grow the team. But a lot of players, it's a little bit of a selfish game, right? They need to be like, no, I need to put up points. I need to get on the power play. Because if you guys don't want me, I need to go to another GM and be like, hey, I still put up 50 points, which means they're still on the ice a lot. But if you don't give the young guys and they just get stuck on that third and fourth line, we are going to be in trouble, more trouble than we're at right now. That's when I think of when I got called up and they had to sit Mark Recchi, Michael Terry, and had to sit Mark Recchi, Sador on defense to let me and Chris Letang play. Like, that's why a lot of those older guys didn't like, Therrien. That's a tough decision because me and Taylor came in, we bring something that they needed, which was a spark, which was an energy thing. And when you think the Penguins That's one thing the Penguins are dying for, is a spark, like an energy guy, like a guy that can run around, create a spark when it's like watching paint dry sometimes. They need that spark. And who is it? I'm not sure yet, but they need to give these guys a longer leash. And there's an opportunity now with the new coach to see what he can do, see what his game plan is, because this is tough. Like the contracts they have, the high-paying contracts, and the veteran guys and this next crop of players that have been playing extremely well in training camp, right? They've been playing pretty good. They're playing good enough to be on the 50-50 line, right? They're like giving him a chance. You know, they're playing good enough to at least get a look. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very telling when they actually get into that first game, who plays and who sits.
And that's a tough one, because he wants to make, Dan Muse wants to make, a statement. This is my team. Here we go. We need to win games. But he also realizes the longer range picture here. Guys like Bill Zonin and Will Horkoff and Ben Kandel, who played last night, he looked pretty good. I think they're all young guys. These are all the three guys who were drafted in the first round this year. But there's no sense putting them up here right now, because their play time would be limited. Mm-hmm. So instead, you're going to get guys. And I think Tristan Broz has shown that he can play. He'll probably get a spot somewhere here. Maybe it's on a, you know. Then you have guys like Tomasino, who was here last year. And, you know, they saw what he saw. Does he fit into this mix? Even though, for me, he has to play on a higher end role, not a fourth line.
Yeah, just like Broz. If you put him on the third and fourth line, like, yeah, he's going to be happy. But that, you're already kind of putting him in a box of what kind of player he's going to be for you in the future. You know, like, if you get put on a third line, fourth line, like, not many guys are making plays at the blue line. You get in a second, third line, or first, second line, sorry, like you're expected to make those high-end plays. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But you get a lot longer leash when you're on those two lines, you know? So those guys, they played well. They probably have to have one first-rounder play a couple games this year just to get him his feet wet and get ready for next year. But who is, like, when you look at the fourth line, like, are you gonna play Bonko? Like, they're gonna have to.
But he's just, you know, he's a muscle guy, a guy.
But we're gonna need him. Like, look at the other.
See, I wouldn't do that. I just myself personally, I think they have enough guys who know how to play third and fourth line hockey. But I get your point. Maybe that Brazo guy is the guy.
Yeah, but is he a fighter?
Austin, look at him. Can you cue that up? He's tall. I just don't know how tall. And I know he can score for someone as big as he is. And I'm not sure if he's one of those guys who's like a, not an enforcer, but certainly a physical force. So it's Justin Brazo. I think he's going to make the team just because of that reason. So I don't know if you can afford to have two of them.
He better be willing to, like, stick up for his teammates. If you're that big, that's the only thing about being really big. Like, you're going to have guys, especially when you look around the league, right? New York's got Rempe. Philly's loaded with tough guys. The Islanders have McDermott, like, real tough.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't think, like, you could afford to have two of them, though.
Well, who's the other tough guy on the team? Like, we need some muscle.
Boca like I said, tell me about Brazo.
He's 6'7".
Okay, that's what I thought.
He previously played in Boston and Minnesota.
Does he fight, though? He plays a heavy game, but I don't know if he, like, can actually fight. Because those guys, I feel when the game's going in the Penguins' hand, it's a high-skill game. What does every team do last year? They start roughing it up and start
running. You got to have a response to it. I get it.
You need to have.
In fact, you'd like to force the issue and then get them to respond to you.
I've went to Vegas here, and Ryan Reeves said the funnest team to play against is the Pittsburgh Penguins because
we
can do whatever we want out there. And no one's going to answer the bell. But now,
that's been a problem, no question. Especially when some of the elite players get hit, and Crosby has to fight himself or stick up for himself. I hate to see it too.
Yeah, it boils my blood when that happens. Even when Malkin, you know, like those, mostly Sid, but like even Sid, he can handle himself. Like, no one should ever punch Sid in the head. You know, no one should ever do that. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, they should be jumping over the bench. I know the game's changed, but when I look around and I was a guy. That we're going to Philadelphia, I was extremely excited to have Eric Goddar, Asham, Talbot, Matt Cook, who's, I'm very excited to get on the show next week. He's coming on the show next week.
That's awesome. In person?
No, he's
okay.
He's
just a, like Well, you got Max, which was great.
Yeah. I got to start getting guys because it's so fun. Like, I had such a great time with Max, but I heard Matt Cook on a podcast, and he talked well, and there was a lot of tough questions for him because everyone drills him about the bad hits, and he does have a good response and this and that, but it's good seeing his side of the story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But again, you needed guys like that. And when you can't just win the Penguins, if they can't outscore you and play that high skill game that Mike Sullivan wanted, like they didn't win games. They never won that grinded down. We're going to out hit you. We're going to just going to play low. It was always the 2016-17 team that we have enough speed to beat you. If you want to play tough, you're going to get penalties. We're going to bury you on the power play. That hasn't been the team in the last 7 years.
Right.
Right? So now it's like, okay, well, what team can still get it done without doing it? It's usually a heavy team, a team that, you know, plays heavy, goes to the net, has some toughness in it. Like when you think of Florida, like they're tough top to bottom.
Oh, yeah. Even their skill, Sam Bennett will come after
Sam
you.
Sam Bennett, does it. Kachuk.
Reinhardt, they all come. They're not afraid
everyone
of
hits.
They have the perfect mix.
Perfect. But again, it's like those guys know that we can play. I don't know how many Stanley Cup guys have always said that, one, our team can play any game you want. You want to play skill, we have skill. You want to play rough and tough, we have guys that are going to answer the bell. And when I look at the Penguins, do they have that right now? No, they don't. Let's be honest. They don't. They have guys that can play high-end skill. Like Malkin has said, yeah, they are. I still think they can get it done at that high skill level. Do the bottom six, bottom two D, do they make you intimidated? When you step on that ice, are you looking across and be like, who's on the ice right now? When you go in front of that net, are you worried about getting a cross check in the back of the head or a guy, like if you spear the goalie, like someone's going to come and kill you? Like I know when I went to anywhere else, I knew as soon as I hit the goalie, like my gloves better be off because someone's going to kill me.
Yeah.
You know, but that was like that's where you needed to go to score goals. I didn't do it enough, but that's what I think the Penguins are missing so much. And when you look at a guy like Graves, he is huge. Like he is like that. He's got the size for it, you know, but he doesn't have that killer instinct.
No.
But that, if I was a player personnel for the Penguins, I'd pull him aside and be like, dude, we have our guys. We have two offensive guys that rush the puck. If you want to play and make another big contract, just start grabbing guys. You don't have to fight all the time. But just be a to play with against,
right.
And you will carve a niche in that lineup for you because they don't have that. They don't have that guy that if he slashes.
The word you like to use, sandpaper. The sandpaper, yeah.
The defense sandpaper, yeah. You know, and that's the hardest thing to find right now. But you know what? I watched a lot of games, preseason games. Like, look at Montreal. They have those two. Those two brothers are just.
They got a lot of talent there. That's why that.
But they also Crosby have some meat.
Always available.
Right? They call it meatheads or meat or sandpaper. Those guys, like that little brother, that Florin, Xavier, whatever. What's their Wi-Fi or whatever their last name is?
I don't know much about them.
But they're two brothers
and they're playing.
And they run around kind of like the Bash brothers and they're creating a name for themselves that, like, if you touch a Cole Caulfield, like, we are going to kill you and then your top guy. But that's something Montreal has been missing, right? That's what brings people out of their seats. And that's the kind of hockey I like to see. And again, I wish the Penguins have a little bit more of it, you know? And I think what screwed them up a little bit was the teams they had in 16 and 17, because I don't think there was a team that deep I've ever seen, except maybe the Florida Panthers here. But when you look at their third line, they had Kessel, Haglin, and Bonino. Like, that was a very, very, like, what was Kessel making? Like, $7 million, $8 million on the fourth, a third line?
On a third line, but he's willing to do it, and he gave them offense that they needed. So that line was very good because it could do a lot of things.
I'm going to ask Matt Cook. Who he thinks better, our line or their line?
Oh, I know what he's going to say.
Yeah. The guy, I know what he's going to – I think he's going to say, you know why, what we do? Like, I know Matt Cook. If he thinks, like, Kessel's going to run around without him chasing him, like, that's why we were different. You know, we probably couldn't catch him, but, like, if you cut through the middle with your head down, like, you weren't going to play the rest of the series, you know?
Let me move on here because we're running out of time. I want to get your take on Fleury's return for one game, the response to it, which was pretty much expected given the beloved status he has in this town, but also this year's goaltenders. But go with Fleury first, and I'm gonna give you a choice of the four guys they have here, legitimately who should be on this roster to start the season in New York as far as their goaltending. What's your thoughts about Fleury coming back and everything that happened?
Well, one, what a great move by the Penguins to bring him back. Seeing him out there and, like, seeing how much fun he has playing hockey and how he enjoyed going to the rink, I think that was probably the biggest reason, and obviously he's talented, but the biggest reason he was so successful is because he loved going to the rink. He loved competing. Like, when he was playing out there and you see that smile, and I saw that smile 6 million times going to practice, and he enjoyed being, you know, getting shot on, working extra. Sometimes I feel now, like, even young kids, they think it's like work, you know, oh, I got to go shoot pucks or I got to do this. When you see him out there, he's like, no, I this is me just getting better at something I love to do. Like, it's so nice. And to see him with that big smile and, and then, you know, now, you know, I'm a Yinzer now, you know, just the support from the whole Pittsburgh fan base. Like, that's what makes it special to be a part of the Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
You know, that fan base, there's nothing like it. When you can pretty much sell out PPG on a exhibition game like that, that's extremely special.
But when you win championships, all of you guys, mention your name out, people know. You mention any name of those guys around that team, it was special to see, and good for him to come back and do it that way. Real quick now, let's talk about what we got here in goal. You have two young phenoms, potentially, or at least people who think in Mirashov and Blomqvist. We saw Blomqvist a little bit last year, looked like a stage was a little too big for him. But they haven't given up hope for him. But you also have Jari, similar to Graves. He's on a big contract. You got to play him, I suppose. And then they brought in, and I don't think this is an indication that they've soured on any of their young goalies, but they brought in Artur Shelovs, who was stuck in Vancouver. There's no place. Demko had the job wrapped up, so it was his backup, so he had nowhere to go. Smart move. Who do you think are the two goalies they start the season with?
Arthur, I think, is going to be one for sure. I think he's going to be one. From what I'm hearing, he's in that net, and he's acting like it's his net. He's got the swagger. Yeah. Like, he's acting.
He played last night and played pretty well at times. Yeah,
he's got, like, no, this is my – he knows he's got such a great opportunity to be a starter, and I think he's bringing that swagger that, like, you're going to have to beat me out to take this net. I think he's one, and then I really do think between the other three, it's going to see how training camp goes. But
aren't they obligated to play Jari if for no other reason to show if he starts well, maybe they can move him, you know?
But, like, how many years he's been there? We've given him quite a bit of an opportunity. And, like, are you going to let, like, Mirashov, you got to give him an opportunity to get NHL players. You got to get him into games. Blomqvist, again, like you said, he wasn't quite ready. He didn't make the stops I probably wanted to see him make last year. But he's another guy. You give him a couple games in the A, you get that calm, you get him in the swagger, and you throw him out here. You throw him back up. It's got to be Arthur and Mirashov or...
So you're going to... What do you do with Jari then?
That's a great question, Bob. That's whatever they're paying Kyle Dubas, that's how much it's worth. You know?
Well, he's a guy who signed him, so, you know, with a lot of input from Mike Sullivan, I do believe, also. So now Sullivan's in a different part of the league with a team that the Penguins are going to open up with. How about that for staging?
Do you think Mike Sullivan, if they ask him about Jari, he'd be like, yeah, we'd want him on the team, or no?
Right now?
Right now, and, like, as a backup.
I don't know. I don't think so. No.
Not for six sheets.
No, exactly. That's the whole problem with it.
That's the kicker, yeah.
It's the money. And he and Ryan Graves are two guys that are going to have to try to figure out how they utilize him, if at all. But I think they will just because of the money. Tyler, is always a pleasure, man.
Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it. Next week, we'll look forward to Matt Cook as a tease item, potentially, right?
Yeah. He's coming on for sure. I'm excited to have him. And another thing, going back to Jari, I don't like being hard on guys. Like, he's got the skill, right, Bob?
He does have the skill.
He's got all the skill in the world.
And every time in the big moments, things don't happen to his favor.
But that's like a mindset, and sometimes it clicks later for goalies. Maybe they give him a chance, and he runs with it. You know, again, I think
it's in their best interest to start him, and hopefully he plays well. And if he does, there could be a team out there. You never know how injuries go. We talk about it all the time in football. Right. These quarterbacks who are backups, all of a sudden they become, oh, I need that because I have injuries. I need somebody to come in. I think he's more than capable of helping a team in the regular season if somebody gets injured. Yeah. And that may be the team that you can trade him to at some point.
And camaraderie, that's the best thing too. Like when guys have to fight for playing time, that's how you get the most out of them. And that's who you see, and that's who you want on your team, not guys like automatically getting playing time. Right. You want guys fighting for that ice.
And this is why it's tough for a first-year coach. He inherits a lot of this. That his preference would probably be one thing. Dubas has a different agenda, at least for now. Do they sync up? Do they have the long-term plan together? Yes, they do. But for now, it's a delicate situation. They got to figure out how to handle it. So that all opens next Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. Tyler, thank you. As always, look forward to next week. That should be fun.
Thanks, Bob.
Tyler Kennedy, who's now headed to the golf course. Yes, it's a beautiful day. You should be.
It's packed. You go there now.
Oh, and tee times, that's the other thing. I would love to play, but I got to work. However, trying to get a tee time, Joe would sit here all the time in between commercial breaks. He'd go to what is the app called where you can make tee times? Come on, Austin, you know what that is.
Forties?
No, it's not that. It's some other. It's an app where you can figure out when to get on. And then it's funny, when he can't get through there, he calls the course directly. Hi, I'm playing by myself, and I would like to have a tee time.
Good for him.
And they don't want to play. You know, the onesimes are hard to put into a group. Right. You got to play with somebody, otherwise it screws up all the rest of the tee times.
And my name is Joe Starkey.
He doesn't do that.
He doesn't do that?
No, he doesn't do
that. Oh, guaranteed. You don't think he does
that? No, he doesn't do that. I've heard him. He doesn't do that. He could do that. He could say, hello, I'm the savvy old news hound, and I want to talk about your golf course, and the best way for me to figure it out is to play it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.